We're holding on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, three lines from the end of the narrow lines. The Mishnah said, Ketana B'cheshes, Chola. We had a case where a man was married to two women. One's a Ketana, the other is a Cheshes. Now we said, both of them, their marriages are not fully valid Daraisa, the Ketana because she's not able to accept Kedushin on her behalf, and the Cheshes because she doesn't have Das. So now what we said was, that we said that the bia of one of them does not patter the other one because each one, so that's what we're going to discuss now in the Gemara, is each one has kind of a different relationship with the husband. So Amar Rav Nachman, Ashkachte l'Rav Ada bar Ava or l'Rav Chana Chasne, I one time found Rav Ada bar Ava and his son-in-law, Rav Chana, the Yasvi v'kam makvu akvosa v'shukha de pumbedisa. They were sitting and makvu akvosa, which we'll explain in a second what that means, in the marketplace of pumbedisa. Rashi's first explanation is makvu akvosa, is that it means that they were gathering Talmudim around them, they were discussing something in Torah, and Talmudim were gathering around them. Rashi mentioned something similar in his Pirush on Bereshis, on the Pasuk, V'lo Yikas Amim, in Yaakov's Bracha to Yehuda. He explains that the word Yikas Amim means that the nations will gather to hear what Mashiach has to say, and he relates it to our Gemara over here. He says a slightly different Girsa. He says, Akhum Akhasa, with Hayes rather than Vavs, but still he says it means the same thing. Rashi's second explanation over here, and also Tosfos, is it means that the word makvu akvasa has to do with kashas. So it means they were asking kashas to each other, and Tosfos brings also someplace in a Mishnah elsewhere where we find a similar lashon to be used of asking a lot of kashas. So they were doing that. They were gathering people around them, or they were asking and answering a lot of kashas to each other. So they were saying, concerning our Mishnah, this that was saying that the bia of one of the two tzores, the ketana and the cherushas, does not pater the other. They said, that would apply only if she fell to yibum from a brother who was a pikeach, meaning in other words that the husband of these two wives himself was a pikeach. Was a normal person who's not a cheresh. Deloyat in an ibiktana nichalei ibikcherushes nichalei. We don't know which one did he prefer, like which one, in other words, is more his wife than the other one. And therefore, you could say like each one has a different kind of relationship with him, and therefore, like one is more his wife than the other, but we don't know which.
Either
we could say
either the ketana or the cherushes.
We could say either ketana nichalei the asur l'klaldeya. He could prefer the ketana because fine, right now she's a ketana, but eventually she's going to become a gedola. She's going to have das, as opposed to the cherushes is generally not. Either cherushes nicha the gedola he uvaspiyehi. Or maybe he prefers the cherushes because after all she is a gedola. She is an adult. She is more capable of having bia now. I mean the ketana is physically capable, but bia with a gdola is the more normal thing to do, so maybe therefore he'd prefer her. So if the husband is a pikeach, then we have that suffix. Avol nafla me'achiv cheresh, but Rav Ada bar Ava and Rav Chana were saying that if the two women were married to a cheresh, and now the question is, what does the brother, the pikeach, do? Then vade b'cherushes nichalei. Then we would say that for sure the cherush would prefer the cherushes, and therefore that she's more his wife than the ketana. The bas biahi or bas minehi, because after all she is capable of bia, being an adult. She's also his kind because they both were cherushim, and we would figure that he would more prefer somebody who's like him. So therefore, so in that case, they were arguing that the rule of our Mishnah would not apply in that case. If now the Yavam, who's a Pikeach, now does Yibum with the Cherushes, then it would pater the Ketana, they were arguing.
Why would he prefer a Cherushes?
Because since they're both Cherushim, it means like they have something in common, they can communicate with each other using Remizis, with sign language or whatever, right? However, Rav Nachman says, I said to them, no, the suffix would be even if they were married to a cheresh. It's not necessarily a given that the Cheresh would prefer a Cheresh's. Adrabba, you might say the Cheresh might prefer a non-Cheresh's, a Pikachas, because then she can help him communicate with the out. He can communicate to her in sign language, and she in turn can communicate clearly with the outside world. So therefore, you never know. Even in that case, you could argue that he would prefer the Katana, who at least will eventually get full das, over the Cheresh's. So you really can't tell. Okay. So, and that's Aloha. So now the question is, Ketzad Tekanasan. Now, given that our Mishnah is saying that you can't do bia with one of them, the Ketana or the Chereshes, and Pater the other one, so what do we do? Now we can't. Now Rashi points out that the question is as follows: Let's consider. You can't do chalitza to the Chereshes. Which if you did, then they would both be potter because as we've learned a few times in the last couple of blah, you can't do chalitza with a chershes. You can't do, if you do yibum with the chershes, fine, that works on a temporary basis. You're still going to have to do chalitza to the katana when she gets older. Meanwhile, what happens when you do that, then you have a problem that now once you do chalitza to one wife from a household, to one of the brother's wives, then the other one becomes osur to him. So the result is that now the chereshes whom he did yibum with is now going to become osur with, or is now going to become osur to him.
But he already did yibum with her.
That doesn't matter, because the yibum was only dirabonim. He did with the chereshes, but nevertheless, that whole concept existed only dirabonim, because her marriage to her husband was only dirabonim. The katana's marriage is also only dirabonim. So in other words, doing bia with the chereshes does not completely satisfy the zika. Where then we would, if it did, then we would say in acharei aklum, if you were to have relations afterwards with the ketzara. If we were dealing with a ketana and a chereshes over here, if we were dealing, let's say, with two pitzos, two gedolos pitzos, then yes, once he did yibum with one, and if then he goes and does bia with the other, nothing would happen. That's just plain znus.
So does yibum with the chereshes, what happens after that?
So normally what happens with the yibum after the chereshes is that's it. They remain married. If he wants to give her a get, then he can do that, because a get doesn't require her das. But if you want, the question is my takanosan, the case of takanosan, the question is, if we want to have it that both of them should be mutter to marry others, then we want them to be able to stay married to one of them, then what can we do? So exactly that. There really isn't a way to stay married to one of them. Rav Chista says he's going to have to marry the chershes as yibum. Then he divorces her with a get. Now he doesn't maybe have to right away. We're showing him talk about maybe he only has to when it comes time to do the chalitza with the ketana. So if the ketana is, let's say, 10 at the time, and when we're going to have to wait 2 years until she's old enough to do chalitza, then fine, he's able to stay married to the chereshes for 2 years. But in any case, at some point, he's going to have to divorce her with a get. Uktana, time to natcha tag over tachlitz. And as far as the ketana, we're going to have to wait until she becomes bat mitzvah, and then she can do chalitza. Now we've covered everything. So now at this point, the chereshes is free to marry anybody else, because now she's had yibum done and a get cancels out. Once yibum was done, then they're regularly married, and then therefore it's dissolved by a get like anything else. So now she's free to remarry. The ketana, once she's old enough to have chalitza, she's also free to remarry. But it's true that neither of them is going to be allowed to stay married to the yavam long term.
But why is it? So you're saying it's better to do yibum and get?
So we're saying,
forget about her and just do chalitza.
No, because the problem is, we said if we do chalitza to the ketana, then the chereshes is stuck. There's nothing that we can do.
Do chalitza with the chereshes.
You can't do chalitza with the chereshes. You can't say the words.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. So Omer Rav Chista. So now Rav Chista says, and this we're gonna have to keep our head on straight for this next piece of Gemara, because it can get a little bit hairy. So we'll see what we can do. So Omer Rav Chista, Shma Mina Kasava Rav. This statement that Rav just said, that this is how we have to do things, that shows that Rav holds like this. There's two different ways of looking at when we say the marriage of the Chereshes or the marriage of the Ketana is not a full marriage. There's two ways of understanding it. One way is called Knuya Umshuyeres, that she is acquired by her husband, but it's not a full acquisition. There's still something left over. where there's room for another kedushin or another zikah or whatever to take effect. The other way of looking at it is knuya, the ainuch knuya, which means that it's a suffix whether it was a kinyan or not. So now, Rav Chista is saying like this. Tosfos explains that Rav Chista knew that of the two, the Ketana and the Chershis, one of them is one and one of them is the other. But without Rav's statement, it wouldn't be clear which one is which. Now, with Rav's statement, it becomes clear. And by the way, the explanation is also that it shows that he doesn't necessarily agree with what Rav Nachman said a few lines earlier. Rav Nachman had said a few lines earlier that it really depends which one he would consider to be his primary wife. Now Rav Chista is saying nothing like that. It's an objective thing. One of them is Knuya or Mashiyaris. The other one is Knuya, Ve'ena Knuya, and we have to figure out which one is which. Based on Rav's statement, Rav Chista is saying, based on Rav's statement that I just quoted about Ketz and Takanasan, demonstrates which one is which. Shmaminata Savar Rav, we see then that Rav holds Chershis Knuya or Mashiyaris. When it comes to the Chershis, we say the first one. It is a Kinyan. There's no suffix on it. However, there's something left over of the Kinyan that was incomplete. That it didn't fully take effect. Ketana, knuya ve'ena knuya. Whereas when it comes to the ketana, it's rather that we treat it as a suffix, whether it's a complete kinyan or not. Now, why don't we say that both of them are one or both of them are the other? So the Gemara is going to teach out over here. So the Gemara actually is going to deal with how we know it's not the other way around. But first, Rashi deals with how we know that it's not both of them. How we know that's not both of them Knuya or Mishyeres, or both of them Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. So first of all, if it was both of them Knuya or Mishyeres, then we would have, what did we say in our Mishnah? That if the Yavam does Bia with one of them, if the Yavam does Yibam with one of them, it does not pass through the other one. If both of them were Knuya or Mishyeres, then it should, because they're both on the same level. You also can't say that both of them are Suffet, because Rashi points out the next Mishnah is going to talk about a case. What if he did have relations with the Ketana and then with the Chershis? So then we said that then the Mishnah goes on to say, Pasal as a Ketana, that then he passes the Ketana from doing Yibum in the future, and vice versa if he were to have relations with the Chershis and then the Ketana. Now, if we were to say that both of them were Suffet, then we would say whichever one he had relations with first would be able to stay married to him, Mamonafshach, as the Gemara itself is going to point out this Mamonafshach soon. Because if you think about it, if we're saying that there's a Suffet, if both of them are an equal Suffet, then if the first one is fully Kanri, then there's no room for the Yibum of the second one, like we just said. If you have a regular case of two Gdolus Pikchos that are Yavamis from the same brother, and the Yavam has relations with one of them and then with the other one, nothing happens. The second one doesn't pass the first one. The first one, Yibum, has already been fully accomplished, and the second one is just Nus. So if we were to say over here that it's a Suffolk, whether they're Kanui, then if we said the first one is Kanui, then there's no room for the second one. And if we said that the first one is not Kanui, well, then the second one is not either, but then they're not Saras to each other. So it's clear to Rav Chista that we can't say that both of them are Kanui or Mishyeres, and it's also clear that we can't say that both of them are Saras.
What's the difference between
Mishyeres and Kanui? Kanui or Mishyeres would mean we know for a fact that there's a Kinyan, but there's something left over of that Kinyan. The Kinyan is incomplete. So that would be Knuya Umashuyaris. There's no such thing as Knuya Ve'ena Mashiyaris. Knuya Ve'ena Knuya means that there would be a suffer whether she was Knuya or not. So it's a difference. In other words, Knuya Umashuyaris means we know that there was a Kinyan, but there was something incomplete about that Kinyan. Knuya Ve'ena Knuya means that there's a suffix whether there is even a Kinyan here at all. So now, so Rav Chista knows, as Rashi explains, that it can't be that both of them are Knuya or Mashiyaris, because then our Mishnah wouldn't fit. Why is it that if he does Bia with one, it wouldn't pass to the other? They're both on the same level. And why wouldn't we say that it's a suffix? Because if it was a suffix, then the next Mishnah wouldn't work out, because why would it be that the Bia of the second one passes the first one, when in fact we would say that Mamonafshach, either the first one is fully Knuya and there's no room for the second one, or the first one is not Knuya and the second one isn't either, and in that case, then they're not Saris to one another. So therefore, so it has to be that one of them is Pnuya, Ve'ena Pnuya, and the other one is Pnuya Umashiyas. Which one is which? Rav Chista is saying we're going to derive from the from what Rav says, we're going to demonstrate that based on what Rav just said about what we do with these two Yevamos, where again, Rav had said that you marry the Chershus, divorce her, then you do Chalitza to the Ketana when she gets older, the only way to understand that is by saying that the Chershus has an incomplete Kinyan and the Ketana has a Sukkah. So the Gemara starts off. The E Sakadai Khershus Pnuya Vaina Pnuya, Ktanya Pnuya Umshiyaras. If you were to say the other way around, that the Khershus is the one who has the suffix and the Ktana is the one who has the incomplete Kenyan, then we would have to ask Khershus Amai Ponus or Mitsiya Baget. Why would he be required to divorce the Chershus after he does Yibum with her? That he has to do Yibum and not Chalitza, that we understand, because we've already said a Chershus can't do Chalitza. But why shouldn't he be able to, if it was only a matter of a suffix, that the Chershus's marriage to her first husband was a suffix, whether it's a full marriage or not, then why would he need to divorce her with a get? Case of Gabe Mamanafsha. We should be able to stay married to him either way. If there was a full Kenyan, then good, there's a full Kenyan, and then there's no room for the bia of the second one, or the chalitza of the second one, or anything of the second one, to passel her. The ilav knuyahi hanachar spalmahi. And if you say that it wasn't a full Kenyan, then she and the ketana are not tzaris to one another. So it can't be that so if we were to say that the marriage of the chershus is knuyah, the ain't a knuyah, And meanwhile, the Ketana, we would say, is Pnuya Umashiyaras, the result would be that once he does Bia with the Chershus, he would be allowed to stay married to her indefinitely. Because because one way or the other, however you look at that suffix, we would say that his Yibum with her was a full-fledged Yibum, and nothing can undo that afterwards. The Chitema, so then you're going to ask in that case, In that case, you could ask Tana Amai Tamtin Aja Tagulatachloitz. In that case, though, you could ask then why, if you understand it that way, then why would the Tana have to wait until she does Chalitza? Why can't he marry her and he'll remain married to her with Yibum? And we would say case of Gabe, and we would say that she could stay by him, because after all, we could use the same argument. E Knuya Hi Ho Knuya Hi. You could argue the other way around. You could argue that, like this, we're trying to derive from Rav's statement that the Chershus is Knuya, or that the Chershus is Knuya Umashiyaras, and the Ketana is Knuya, that the Ketana is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. So we said, it can't be that the Chershus is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, because then there wouldn't be a reason for him to have to divorce her. The Suffolk would, one way or the other, the Suffolk would take care of that. But you could ask still that if we're saying that the Ketana is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, that it's a Suffolk, then why don't we argue the same kind of Suffolk and say therefore the Ketana should be able to remain married to him? It's, what? Mishuyeres means left over. Mishuyeres means left over means that the Kenyan did not fully take effect. So if you're going to tell me that the Ketana is a Suffolk, you're telling me that the Chershus is Pnuya Umashiyaras, so therefore by elimination, the Ketana has to be the Pnuya, but ain't a Pnuya as a suffix. Well then, if you argue like that, then why don't we say, so why do we say that the Ketana has to wait until she's a Dola in order to do Chalitza? Why can't you do Yibum with her when she's younger? And then it'll work the same way. He Pnuya, he ha Pnuya, he. If her Kinyan to her first husband was a full Kinyan, then good, it's a full Kinyan, and he's done Yibum with her. He lav Pnuya, he nukhreisa ba'almahi. And if not, then she's not related at all, and therefore the Ketana, and therefore the Yibum of the Chershus that takes place afterwards isn't going to change anything, because as it is, they're not considered Tzaris. So why don't we say that? The answer is that Rav is not going to say that that's the solution, because in Kain, Chershus for my Tipur. Because then the problem is, what are we going to do in order to help the Chershus? Rav wants to find something that is going to help both the Ketana and the Chershus. Fine, they won't be able to stay married to the other. We can't find a way to do that, but we want at least that both of them should be able to remarry in the future. If we did what the Gemara is just saying over here, that we were to say he does Yibum with the Ketana, then the Chershus is going to be stuck forever. Chalitza, he can't do with her because she's a chevshes. Yibum, he can't do with her because after all, there was a kinyan with her. It was just knuya umshuyetz. So now he can't do yibum with her and pater her that, and then later on give her a get, because once he did yibum with her, tsara, the kana, then he can't do yibum with her.
They're not sisters, but
they're two wives from the same brother. So once he does yibum with one, then the other one is also to him. Now Rashi also adds, which the Gemara is going to say further along, that in our Mishnah, when we said that if Balak Ktana, B'chozer or Balak Chershes, next Mishnah rather says that if he did have relations with the Yav, with the Ktana, and then with the Chershes, the result is the Ktana is possible. Based on what we're saying in the Gemara over here, why do we say that? What shouldn't we say that once the Ktana is married to him, then that's it, she's married? The reason is, Rashi says it's true. However, the next Mishnah is, the Gemara is going to be saying soon, that the next Mishnah, the fact that it says the Ktana is possible, is actually because of the Gzeva. Because otherwise, what happens if he does have relation with the Chershes first, then the Ktana is off limits to him. So because of that, because the Chershes, we said already, there's a certain Kenyan over there, Knuya Veina, we said Knuya Mashiach. So therefore, in order to avoid confusion between the possibility whether he had relations with the Chershes first, where then the Ktana would be possible, versus the Ktana first, where in principle then the Ktana would be fine, because of that, we make a Gzera, and we say that no, the Ktana still becomes possible once he has relations with the Chershes.
But the Ktana wasn't married to him before?
The Ktana was married to the brother, that's the point. So you had one brother that was married to a Ktana and a Chershes.
The Ktana was only the Rabban.
Right, but the Chershes is also only the Rabban, and that's what we're dealing with, right? That's what we're saying. There are two different kinds. That's what we're saying. One is Knuya Umshieres. One of them is an incomplete Kinyan. The other one is a Suffolk Kinyan, and Rav Chisda is in the middle of figuring out which one is which. So based on Rav's Psak, that we're saying that the Chershes needs, that the Chershes needs Yibum followed by a get. There's no, that she can't have Chalitza, that we understand. She's a Chershes. But the fact that he would require him to give her a get rather than just stay married to her, is because eventually the Ktana is going to be able to do Chalitza. And once she does Chalitza, then the other one becomes also to her, because once you do Chalitza to one woman from a household, then all the other women of that household become also. You can't do chalitza with the Ktana right now because she's a Ktana, but eventually when she's the Chershes, you can't do chalitza with her, period. Yeah. So,
she's the one who has to say
Kocha Yosalish. Okay. So that's Rav Chisda's proof. That's Rav Chisda's proof that it has to be that way, that the Ktana's, so again, we know that it can't both of them be Suffolk. We know that it can't both of them be Knuyo Mashiach, because then that wouldn't explain what our Mishnah is saying, that if you do Bia with one, it doesn't pass to the other. If both of them were Knuyo Mashiach, then it should work. Bia with either one should pass to the other one. It can't be that both of them are Suffolk, because again, the next Mishnah says that if you have relations with either one, then and if you have relations with one and then the other, then it passes the first one. If it was a Suffolk, then there wouldn't be a reason to ask for both of them. The first one would be, whichever one was the first one that you had relations with, would be Motu Mamarashach. When we say Pater, we mean that now she's free to marry anybody else. The Zika is taken care of.
Right, if she had relations with one of them, the other one can go free, so it's all taken care of.
But our Mishnah is saying that not. Our Mishnah is saying that if you have a Tana and a Chershes and he has relations with one, it does not pass through the other one. And the follow-up Mishnah, which we're going to have at the bottom of this Amud, says that if he does have relations with one and then with the other, then the second one causes the first one to become possible for you. So the only way to understand that is by saying that one of them is one kind of Kenyan, an incomplete Kenyan. The other one is a different kind of Kenyan. It would be complete, but we have a suffix about the nature of that Kenyan, whether there exists a Kenyan at all. And again, if we said that the Chershes, if we said that the Chershes is the one with the suffix, then there would be no reason for our Mishnah to say that having done Yibum with the Chershes, he has to divorce her, because we would use the same Mamonafshach and say that he could stay married to her regardless. Either she was fully acquired by his brother, and then there's no room for any other Bia to passel her later on, any more than in the case of two wives who were Gdolus. And so that would be one possibility. The other possibility, you would say that she wasn't nichna to his brother in the first place. Well, then in that case, then obviously the bia of somebody else doesn't pass to her. Then it's just a regular marriage that the brother is having with her rather than you. So therefore, so that shows that it can't be a suffix. It must be with the cherishes. It's knuya umshuyeres, that there was a kinyan. It's just an incomplete kinyan. So therefore, there's room now for the bia of the tana later on to pass to her. Or for the chalitza of the tana to passel her.
But either way, he can't stay married to one of them.
So that's what we're saying. So there is what we're saying is like this. Rav is saying that he has to marry one of them. He has to marry the chershis, later on divorce her, and do chalitza with the tana once the tana becomes a girl. So that way, that helps both of them. Now both of them are free to marry somebody else.
He cannot marry
either one of them. Now, what was the last thing we were saying is that actually, in theory, he could marry the Katana and it would work. But the problem with that is, so first of all, the next Mishnah is going to say that, so in principle, he could do that. So there's two considerations, though. Number one is that then the Chershis is stuck. Rav wanted to find something that will help both of them. Another point is, if at some point he were to have relations with the Chershis, then it would pass all the Katana to him. So fine. If he's not planning to do that, if he's not planning to have relations with the Chershis, then there's no problem. Then we don't have to apply that Gzeira. Nevertheless, though, the fact is that then we're leaving the Chershis stuck, and we would rather not have to do that if we can help it. Stuck because she can't get married. She still has a Zika, so she can't get married to somebody else. She can't do Chalitza because she's a Chershis.
Right, but if the Katana gets old, wait till the Katana gets older, and he marries
her. If he marries the Katana, it doesn't matter even if he marries her as a Katana. The point is, though, that she was married to his brother only on a derabbanan level, and was saying the katana was knuya v'ena knuya. It was a suffix. No, because it's still his brother's dead by now. His brother died when she was a katana. We're not focusing on what the new husband's relationship is with her. We're focusing on what her original husband's relationship was with her. And as a katana, it was knuya v'ena knuya. That's what we're saying. So, Omer of Shechas, Hochi Nami Mistabra. So
why is it a suffix? How can you be a pnuya and not pnuya? Either you're a pnuya or you're not pnuya.
What do you mean?
You cannot be both.
But you have many cases of suffix kedushin. Forget about for a second of Kano. You have many cases of suffix kedushin. We're going to learn about them in the Masechet Kedushin in a year or so.
No, no.
That's the shame. Well, that's
fine. You have sekas, but how can you be a pnuya and at the same time be a non-pnuya?
It's not that you're at the same time. It's we don't know which one you are, and therefore we have to be machmir according to both possibilities. So that's what we're saying, actually. If the Chershis herself was the suffix, then we would say there'd be no reason that the Yavam has to divorce her. Because then, no matter how we figure out what the true possibilities of that suffix, either way, he's allowed to remain legally married to her. Either she was fully married to his brother, and then it's a proper Yavam, and nothing else can override that. Or she wasn't married to his brother, and then fine, he's marrying a woman minashuk. I said, there's no problem. But when we come to the katana being a suffix, the result of the suffix on the katana is that it affects not so much her, it affects her sara, the chershis, and it makes it therefore that since the chershis herself was knuya umshieras, that there's something left over, then that leaves room for the possibility that the Tana was in fact married to him, and then therefore that via with her passels the or chalitza with her passels the when she gets chalitza with her when she gets older via with her now passels the chershis. Yeah.
Passels
the chershis means that she can't do yibum.
She can't.
No, because it would be there still exists a zika on some level.
But let's say the Tana. Let's say even who married. If the husband now, the mm-hmm. second husband, marries her, automatically the Zika falls off from the...
That's what we're saying. No. If he waits... So no, what we're saying is, it's true that if he marries the Katana, and then eventually she... So it doesn't matter. Even we're saying he could marry her as a Katana and wait, and they'll remain married until she becomes a Gola, fine. That works. But then that leaves the Chershis stuck. What we're saying is, because the Chershis had a different kind of marriage, hers was Pnuya Umshieres, so the Bia of the Katana does not help her, and therefore she remains stuck. When Rav said before, what we have to do, we're trying to find a way that neither one of them ends up stuck. So right now what you have is the Chershus, meanwhile, is able to marry the Yavam and remain married to him maybe until, at least she's able to remain married to him for a period of time. And when eventually they get divorced, then she's able to go and marry somebody else. Because now, as far as she's concerned, the Zika has been taken care of. The Ketana, meanwhile, will also, she has to wait till she's a Gdola to do Chalitza, but once she does, she's also free to marry anybody. So, in other words, we're saying it's true, Rav Chista is saying that Rav, Gemara is saying in Rav Chista's name, whatever, that it's true, Rav could have instead given a different solution, which is do Yibum with the Ketana, and then eventually when she becomes a Gdola, then it becomes a full Yibum. The problem with that is that it leaves the Chersh stuck.
So what's the solution?
That's the solution. That's what Rav said before. The solution is marry the Chershus, do Yibum with her, that is, divorce her, do Chalitza with the Ketana once she becomes a Gdola, and now, so it's fine, the poor Yavam ends up with neither one of them, but he could all have to go find himself a different Shiva. But the women, at least, are both now mutter to go marry somebody else. Yeah.
Isn't there a rule that if Yibum and Chalitza go together, so if you cannot do Chalitza, how can you do Yibum?
So Tosfos talks about that earlier in the Masechta. How is it that this is a basic question on this whole sugya and on everything we've been learning the last couple of days, that if we're saying a Chershus can't do Chalitza, how could she do Yibum? So Tosfos' answer is actually that it's not that when we say she can't do Yibum, what does it mean, in other words? She can't do Chalitza. Why is that? Not because she lacks Das, but because she can't say the words. Well, what that means is, in other words, in principle, she is able to do Yibum. In principle, she is able to do Chalitza, rather. It's just, the Gemara uses the expression before, Pumayuhu Dekoyvahu, it's as if like their mouth hurts and therefore they're incapable of saying the words. That's not considered that they're out of the picture as far as Chalitza. When do we say, Kol She'ena Olo Yibum, Eina Olo Chalitza, is when there's an impediment to doing Chalitza of a different, or of Yibum, of a different kind, for example, because she's a close relative or something. So then we say, if she's potter from Yibum, because for example, she's an Erva, then she's also potter from Chalitza. Here, it's not so much that she's potter from Chalitza, it's that she's physically incapable of doing Chalitza. Then we don't apply that rule of that then Yibum and Chalitza go together.
How do you know that we don't apply that rule? Where does Tosfos take it from?
That's what Tosfos says, because there's a difference between, that's what Tosfos says. The rule of Kol She'ena Olo Yibum, Eina Olo L'Chalitza, applies only when she's barred from Yibum or from Chalitza for a reason for a structural reason, basically. Here it's not a structural reason. Here it's just a practical reason because she can't say the words. In theory, in other words, if she were all of a sudden to regain the power of speech, that she could do Chalitza. Therefore, it's not considered that she's completely out of the picture as far as Chalitza. All right, let's go on.
Well, then that breaks the rule that when there is no Chalitza, there is no Yibum.
We've been breaking that rule throughout the Masechta. That rule has had probably more exceptions than applications. We've had many, many cases when she needs Chalitza Bisafik because of a Din D'Rabbanan and not D'Oraisa. So yeah, that rule has been honored more in the breach than in the observance as it is. All right, let's go on. Omer of Sheshes, Hachi Nami Mistabla. So Rav Sheshes says, in fact, it's logical to accept Rav Chista's analysis and to say that that we learn from Rab that, again, that the Chershes is Ketana, is Knuya Shieres. She has an incomplete Kinyan, and the Ketana has a Suffolk Kinyan. We can prove that in the Hachi Nami Mistabla, to become a Taritz of Chista, Aliba de Rab, the way that Rav Chista understands it, according to Rab, we can prove that, Rav Sheshes says, from a different place. Netanya. We learn in a brisa, if two brothers are married to two sisters who are orphans, a ketana and a chereshes. Now, actually, Rashi points out we don't really need to say orphans. The orphan is only relevant as far as the ketana. The chereshes obviously doesn't matter whether she's an orphan or not. Her marriage is the rabbanon for a different reason because she's a chereshes. Anyway, so the Braisa says that if you have two brothers married to a Ketana and a Chershus, so in our Mishnah, we were talking about that one brother was married to both of them, and now the question is what we do as far as Yibum. The Braisa instead is presenting a case where there's two brothers who are each one, one's married to a Ketana, one's married to a Chershus.
But sisters are not sisters.
And they are sisters. Yeah. No, they are sisters. Achoyes, yeah. Mes Baila Shoktana. So if the husband of the Ketana passes away, so now the Ketana is up for Yibum, but again, the other one is married to her brother, the surviving brother is married to her sister. Therefore, Ktana Yotze Beget. Sorry, I skipped a couple of lines. Chershis Yotze Beget. The Chershis right away has to be divorced because she's the sister of his skuka. Ktana Tamtin Ashitagdo Vatachlitz. Ktana has to wait till she gets older, then she does Chalitza. So far, that's similar to our Mishnah. And the Braisa continues, Mes Bailash of Chershis. If the husband of the Chershis passes away, so now the Chershis is up for Yibum, then vice versa, Ktana Yotze Beget. He has to divorce, the husband of the Ktana has to divorce her with a get, because she's a chos to kukasai. No, permanently.
The Chershis has to get a Ktana, she's a get.
No, to give her a get, you can give her a get to the Ktana. A get, remember, doesn't require her das.
Okay.
Doesn't require her consent. Only Chayim Deben Gershon requires that, but this is 1,000 years before Chayim Deben Gershon. So Ktana Yotze Beget, the Chershis asura la'olam. The Chershis is going to be asur forever. And again, why would she be also for it? So the Ktana has to be divorced with a get, because again, there's a zika with her sister, the Chershis, and that, and again, the point is the Ktana is a suffix. Is she Knuya or not? So, whereas the Chershis is Knuya or Shieres, so therefore the result is that you have a chos to kukasa, you have a problem of that his wife is a sister of his skuka. If the Ktana's marriage had been a full one, no suffix, then we would say, okay, the Chershis is out of the picture now as far as Halitza or Yibum, because he's married to her sister. But because the Ktana is only a suffix, then the result is the Chershis, so the Ktana needs a get. The Chershis is going to be also to marry forever. And again, we have to look at the suffix of it here.
If the Ktana, what? She can't marry forever? I mean, what?
No, well, they, I mean, yeah, we mean the Chershis is, in this case, the Chershis is stuck. As long as the Yavam is alive, then there's nothing. If the Yavam passes away, then sure, the Chershis can get married because now there's no more Yavam. But in this case, the Yavam cannot. So in this case, let's consider. The Yavam can't do Chalitza with her, obviously, because she's a Chereshis. Because she has a Zika to him. What kind of get? Yeah. So for to take care of a Zika, we need either Yibum or Chalitza. Chalitza he can't do because she's a Chereshis. We already established that. Yibum he can't do because of the suffix that the Ktana might have already been fully married to his brother. We said the Ktana is a suffix. It's Knuya v'ena Knuya. So therefore, now he gave a get to her, she might be his grusha. So the Ktana might be his grusha. Well, you're not allowed to marry the sister of your grusha as long as the Ktana is alive. So and now she adds, even if the Ktana afterwards passes away, you still have the problem that at the time of Nefila, at the time when his brother died, she was also to him Visopic as a chois ishtar. So even if later on the Ktana dies, it doesn't, normally we would say if a man's wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. But here, where at the time of Nefila, she was not only his wife's sister, but also his brother's wife, where no Yibum is necessarily possible because of the possibility that she's a chois ishtar, then therefore she remains also to him for Yibum as well. And the Braisa continues, the im ba ala chershis. What if the yavam was over and did have relations with the chershis? So after he divorced the ktana, now he had relations with the chershis. So now noisim lo get the hutra. Now he gives the get. Now he gives the chershis a get, and then she becomes mutar to remarry. Why? Because again, we apply the mamonif shech that we said before. Either the ktana was fully married to him, well then the other one, then the chershis was potter from chalitza or yibum because she is really a chos ishtoi. So therefore, to begin with, she didn't need anything else. There was no zika in the first place. So now when he has relations with her, it's just nusbalma. If the ktana was not connery to him, then there was no impediment to them doing yibum in the first place. So then it's a valid yibum, and like any other valid yibum, afterwards it can be dissolved in a get. Because after they did yibum, after they did the first relation, then she's fully his wife, and then he can give her a get.
But yes.
So he would have to, well, right. So he'd have to give her a get. You can't stay married to her because of the suffix. But when we look at the two sides of the suffix, then we find out that one way or the other, a get, either no get is necessary or a get will help. Unlike before, we were saying he shouldn't do that because he's not supposed to be having relations with her because she might be Achos Ishtay and she might be Eishas Achiv and she might be, or she was Eishas Achiv and you have a possible Issa Kares over here. Or two, or you have one, you have at least one Issa Kares, possibly two. But nevertheless, if he was over and did that, then the fact is, we have, no matter how we look at it, it turns out that that either no Yibum was necessary, which fine, in that case, it would be did an Isser Kodesh, or it means that Yibum was necessary, but now it's dissolved with a get.
So it's Bein Baal
HaKhereshet. Bein Baal HaKhereshet. That's Yibum. That would be, so that's the thing. Either it's Yibum, that's what we're saying. Either it's Yibum or it's Nus. But one way or the other, if it's Nus, then nothing is necessary.
You don't need to get it.
Then you don't need to get it. But if it was Yibum.
Yeah,
because just in case it was Yibum.
Oh. Yeah. It's like a Suffolk Yibum, then you
get it. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we keep saying this thing with the count of Suffolk marriage because Rabban made this marriage.
Right.
No, that's the only reason.
That's the only reason, yeah.
It's not, call it a
subject. We're saying that, in other words, that the Chachamim tell us to treat it as if it was a subject. That's what Rav Chisda is deriving from Rav's statement. So now Rav Sheshes is saying, based on this Braisa, the scenario and the details that the Braisa are giving us of what to do and what not to do would only work out only if we accept Rav Chisda's analysis of the situation.
If this account was, let's say, called something married but by her brother and mother, then she could...
That's what we're talking about, when she was married by her mother or her brother. She could do Mion, and if she does Mion, then fine, that's a whole different matter. But we're talking about she didn't do Mion while her husband was alive. Now after her husband is dead, we had a machloikas earlier in our parak. Can she do Mion after that? Does it take away the Zika, or does it take away even her first marriage to her husband? We had a machloikas from Oshia, and we had a machloikas between Oshia and Ula on that point. But let's say no Mion was done. Yeah. And anyway, now we're saying she's a Gdoila. Oh no, it doesn't have to be that she's a Gdola yet. But whatever, the point is that, here we're talking about, here it doesn't matter, here she's still a Tana. Yeah, in principle she could do Mion, but right now that's not being done. Right. Okay. So says Rav Sheshes, if you say, like Rav Chisda said, that the Chersheth has an incomplete kinyan with her first husband, and the Tana has a Suffolk kinyan, then Mishum Hochi, then that explains what the Braisa is saying. The Kibal HaChersheth, Noisam HaGet Rehutra, that explains the end of the Braisa, that if he illegally went and had relations with the Chersheth, then he can give her a get and she becomes Mutter, the Amit Memonavshach. And the reason would be, because then no matter how you look at it, a get is the maximum she needs. E Ktana Pnuya, if the Ktana was fully Pnuya to the first husband, and now by Yibum to the second, to the brother, Hanachka Meshumachos Isha. Automatically, then the Chersheth is Potter from Chalitza or Yibum because she's his brother's wife. E Lav Knuya, and if the Ktana is not Knuya to her husband, sorry, I said it wrongly. You were talking about two husbands and two wives. So the Ktana, is she fully Knuya to Shimon, or is she not? If she is, then automatically the Chersheth is Achos Isha, and that's it. She's Potter. E Lav Knuya, and if the Tana is not fully Knuya to her husband Shimon, Shapam Yabim, then he's perfectly allowed to do Yibum, because then in that case, then the Chersheth is not Achos Isha. So that's why one, no matter how we look at it, a get would work. But if you were to argue the other way around, now again, we established at the beginning of the Sugya that it can't be that both of them are Knuya Vein Knuya, and it can't be that both of them are Knuya Omshieres. It has to be that one is one and one is the other. So Rav Sheshes says, I'll prove to you from this Braisa that we just said that it cannot be the opposite of what Rav Chisda said. If you said Chersheth is the Suffolk and Ktane is incomplete, then Kibar Chersheth, am I noisy get for Hutra? How could you say that if then he has relations with the Chersheth, then giving her a get would be Matur? Havila Bia Psula. In that case, it would be a Bia, which itself is Possel, meaning we've learned earlier in the Masechta, you have Bia Meula, or Bia Kshera, or whatever it was called, which means the regular case where a Yavam does Dibum, and it fully satisfies the Zika, and there's no problem, and afterwards she's fully his wife, and if they want to get divorced, then if they want to separate, then it would be with a get as usual. But then you also have Bia Psula, which does not fully satisfy the Zika, and she ends up needing both a get and Chalitza. Now over here, if you said that the Ktana has the incomplete Kinyan, and the Chersheth has the Suffolk Kinyan, then if he has relations with the Ktana, where now that takes care of her partial Kinyan, And then he has relations with the Chershis, which is a Suffolk. So now we have to consider the two sides of the Suffolk. One possibility is that that it was a Bia Psula, because he already had Bia with Hutsara. If we say that Hutsara, if we say that the Tana, we say that Tana might or might not be Hutsara. So then the result is you need a get as well as chalitza, and but being a chereshis, you can't have chalitza, and the Braisa is telling us a get is good enough. So therefore, so ki ba chereshis, amayin noisim get behutra. How could you say, if you were to say that if he has relations with the chereshis, he can give a get and then she becomes mutter, habile bia psula. That would be a bia psula or bia psula like patra. It doesn't fully patra her. She needs a get as well as chalitza. So there, and yet the Braisa is saying over here that a get is enough. Showing, therefore, that it must be because her kinyan is, in fact, the one that's knuya umushiyeras. And the ketanas is the one that's the suffix. And therefore, when we consider the two sides of the suffix with the ketana, either the ketana was his wife or the ketana was not his wife. And one way or the other, that takes care. But either way, fully. And therefore, that takes care of the cheshis. However, the Gemara says that proof that Rav Sheshis is bringing is not a solid proof. Because you could argue, homani rem nechemye. Because you could argue that this braisa that Rav Sheshis just quoted is according to Rav Nechemya, Yom a bia psula peteras mechalitza. He says that a bia psula does pater from chalitza. He doesn't hold to this concept that a bia psula requires a get as well as chalitza. He holds chalitza is enough. Well, then all braisa could be. A get is enough. A get is enough. So therefore, our braisa would be talking about that. Yes, it's a bia psula. Nevertheless, according to Rav Nechemya, a get is enough. However, the Gemara says, no, Rav Nechemya, if you're going to try to say that Rav Sheshis' Braisa is like Rav Nechemya, doesn't work. Ema Sefer, because look at the next part of the Braisa, it continues, Mishoy Nosi Shtei Sonis Tanis Vecheshis, if he was married to the Braisa, it continues, if he's married to two Yisomis Tana and Cheshis, well, okay, you said the Tana is a Yisoma, the Cheshis doesn't have to be. But whatever, he's married to the two of them, Umes, and he dies. And here we're not talking about that the two of them are sisters necessarily. They're two women from one vice. So you can only do it with one or the other. So ba yavam alatana b'chazir or ba'al acherches. If then the yavam has relations with if the yavam has relations with the tana and then with the cherches. Oh, actually, this is the next mission at the bottom of the yavam. Or if his brother, after he had relations with the Tana, his brother, another brother, Levi, goes and has relations with the Chershis, we're also keep in mind that if any of the brothers has relations with one of the Yavamas, then it passes all the other ones to, in the normal case, one of the brothers does Yibum with all of them, and all of them now are free to marry, but they're all also to marry any of the brothers. We learned at the beginning of the Sefer with the Machlokes Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish whether the other brothers are going to be over on Issu Lav or Issu Kares if they marry one of these women. Here again, because they're sisters, because they're all Tsaris, because they're all from Bais Echon. They're all married to the same husband. In this case, again, we're talking about Tana and Achershis, but the same idea. If Reuven was married to both of them, Tana and Achershis, Reuven dies, Shimon has relations with the Tana. And then Levi were to have relations with the Chershis. So if either Shimon did the Ketana and then the Chershis, or Shimon does the Ketana and Levi the Chershis, either way, Ness will stay in all of, either way, both women become also to him because of the problem of Bais Echad, that you can only marry one woman from the family.
Okay. Let me just go into the first one. If Levi was the first one, whichever
well, that's what we're going to say. That's what we're going to say. That you can't because again we're talking one of them is Suffolk and the other one is Knuya Umushiyeres. So wait, Ketzav Takanosan. So how do we fix up the situation? Chershis Yotzes to get, but Chershis needs a get from the one who did deal with her. Oktana Tamtin that she tagged over Tachlis. The Ketana has to wait till she gets older and then she does Chalitza. Now the Gemara says, "I am." If you say again, like Rav Chista said before, the Chershis is an incomplete kinyan. The Ketana is, it would be complete, but there's only one possibility. The other possibility is it's either complete or it's nothing. So the Ketana, in other words, all throughout the Sugya, we're saying, Knuya Ve'ena Knuya means it's a 50% thing. It's a 50% thing. She's 50% married to the guy. Knuya, Ve'ena Knuya means it's either 0 or 100, but nothing in between. So if you say like that, like the way Rav Chista said it, And Rabbanavi, and you were to say that this Braisa goes according to the Chachamim, Mishum Hachi Tamzin Achitagu Vatachlis, that explains why do we say that she has to do Chalitza? Why don't we say that he can marry the, that, why don't we say that he can marry the Ketana and that takes care of it? Because of the Mon of Shech we said before, either the Ketana is married to him and then the Cherushas doesn't need anything, and then the Cherushas is, and then the Cherushas is mutter to the one who did via to her, or the Ketana was married to him and then having relations with the Cherushas is only Znus, and nothing is necessary to undo that. The reason we would say is, because of a gzera, the duma kodim a boy cherushes bereisha, but have a lot of beer that can't be a psula. Because it might easily be confused. Yes, you could do beer with the ketana first, and that would work. But the problem is that might easily be confused with the case where you do beer with the cherushes first, and the cherushes being knuyo mashiyeres. The result is that the beer with the ketana afterwards the beer psula, which does not fully satisfy the zikah.
So
it doesn't necessarily happen in Beis Din.
And Beis Din says, okay, fine.
No, Beis Din, no. Yavam doesn't necessarily. You have to have witnesses. You don't necessarily have to have a Beis Din.
The witnesses would know.
The witnesses may not know, yeah. Anyway, so therefore, we could say that would be the reason why we would say that even if you had relations with the Tana first, we would still say that the relations with the Chereshes afterwards create problems because of this Gzeira. But if you were to say that this Braisa goes according to Reb Nechemya, what's the problem? All of Bia Psula Patra. So what if the Bia of the Ketana is a Bia Psula? According to him, a Bia Psula also patters and makes a full Yibum. So according to him, there'd be no reason to make such a Gzeira. So obviously, if the Braisa is implying that there is such a Gzeira, can only be according to the Chachamim. And if it's according to the Chachamim, who disagree and say that a Bia Psula requires a get and chalitza, and yet we're saying in the earlier case where it's enough to give the Chereshes a get, that can only work out only if we say that the Bia of the Chereshes, that there's no possibility of it being a Bia Psula. It's either a Bia Kshena, it's either a Bia Gemura, or it's just plain Znus. There's no possibility of it being something in between a chalitza Psula. That would be a point that we're saying, points of Chachamim. And that would bear out Rav Chista's analysis. Because if we said that the Ketana was the 50% one, then that leaves room for the Bia of the Chereshes to be a Bia Psula. Only if we say that the Ketana is either 0 or 100, well then, if she's 100, then the Yibum with her was valid Yibum, and the Chereshes is just Nus. If you say that it was 0, then the Chereshes can do Yibum to begin with, because the brother was married only to the Chereshes. So therefore, that would explain why a get is enough. Because you may not even need a get. It might have been Znus with the Chereshes. But the maximum you would need as a get is if it was a valid yid. So that can only work out according to the Chachamim, because according to the Nechemia, there'd be no reason to make a Zera to say that the Tana becomes also as a result of relations with the Chereshes, because according to him, so what? It's a Bia Psula. A Bia Psula is also a full yid according to him. So Ela Shmamin and Rabbanim. So obviously, therefore, the Brice has to go according to the Chachamim. Shmamina, so that proves it, and therefore that proves Rav Sheshes. So therefore, Rav Sheshes' proof is a valid proof. Now, Omer Rav Ashi, Mereisha Nami Shmamina, Dirabonagi. Actually, you don't even need to look at the Sefer of the Braisa, says Rav Ashi, to know that it's a point of the Chachamim and not a point of Rav Nachman. Dikatani, because the Braisa had said, he said that if he had relations with the Chereshes and he gave her a get, then the result is he has to give her a get, she becomes mutter. It doesn't say that if he had relations with the Ketana, then he gives her a get and that's enough. So therefore, in other words, the Reisha of the Braisa, which is talking about where the two of them are sisters, would also show that this is only according to the Chachamim. Because we said if he has relations with the Chereshes, we said he gives her a get. When it says, on the other hand, when the husband of the Ketana passed away, it says she has to wait. It doesn't say that the same thing. He's over and has relations with her, then he gives her a get. So why doesn't she have a get? Because again, it would be a Bia Psula. Because the Chereshes is a partial thing. The Chereshes is a 50% thing. And therefore, so the Ketana is also a Chos Isha. But on the other hand, the Ketana is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, and if we say that it was a full Kinyan, then the half Kinyan of her sister doesn't pass to her, and therefore the result is she didn't get from Chalitza. The fact that the Braisa doesn't say that shows that also what Rav Chista is saying, you don't need to look at the end of the Braisa to know that it can't work, pointed at Nechemia.
If he has relations with the Ketana, and then later give her a get, that doesn't allow anything. The Russia is Takua.
No, that's something else we said. What we're saying over here is, we said that if the Katana's husband passes away, right, we said she has to wait and eventually she'll have Chalitza. We don't say, now he's already married to her sister, the Chershis. We don't say though that he, if he has relations with the Katana, then he gives her a get. So why doesn't he give her a get? Because again, he's married to the Chershis, a 50% thing. Therefore, it's a B'Psula with the Katana, and a B'Psula requires get Chalitza. So the fact that the Braisa doesn't say that, if the Braisa had said no sim will get, then it would work according to the Nechemia. The fact that it doesn't mention that possibility shows it's not according to the Nechemia. However, the Gemara says imi shum hol lo yuya. That's not really a solid proof. Chershis the less the takanta der teira katani takanta di soda. Because the Braisa is telling us like this: with the Chershis, when the two of them are sisters, there's no way the heter of making her mutter, because we said before she's going to remain stuck. Because we said chalitza we can't do with her, yibum with her is not an option because he's already married to her sister, and therefore that, and with her sister it's a suffix whether he's married to her or not, so it's a suffix whether she's a chos ishay. So therefore we said she ends up getting stuck unless we said if he was over and had relations with her, then we said that he gives her a get and she's mukta manasha, because there's no way to be matter her in a way that's fully behetu. So therefore the braisa had no choice but to mention a method that's also. On the other hand, the Katana, there's a way of making her mutter without being over on anything, namely wait till she gets older and give her chalitza. Therefore, the Braisa didn't have to mention, it's true there would have been another method, namely that he has relations with her and afterwards gives her a get. But we prefer not to do that because after all, he's also married to her sister, the Chershis. So therefore, we're not going to mention a method that's osir, where instead we can mention a method that's mutter. Only when it comes to the chershis, because there's no way of doing something that doesn't involve infringing on one or another halacha, therefore the Braisa mentions that the d'evid if they did that. But the fact that the Braisa doesn't say a method that could have been used with the Katana that involves an isur doesn't show that the Tana of the Braisa doesn't hold that. It could be the Tana of the Braisa as Rav Nechemia, and it would work according to him. But he doesn't want to mention it, because why should he when there's a perfectly heter way available? So that's what the Gemara says. The proof that the Braisa is not according to Rav Nechemia has to come from the Sefer, as the Gemara discussed a few lines earlier. Because otherwise the relations with the Chershis are because the relations with the Katana, rather, if he does the Katana after the Chershis, that would be a B'Psula, and according to the Mechemia, that wouldn't be a problem, only according to the Chachamim is the problem. Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah says, Mishoya Nosir the Shtei Yisoymus Katanis. If a man was married to two Yisoymus Katanis, so here, both of them are Katanis, both of them are the same level, the Rabbanon, Umes, he dies, Uva Yavam al Rishonah v'chozer Uva al Ashniya, and the Yavam had relations with the first one and then with the second one, Osheba Achiv al Ashniya, they're sisters. No, they're not sisters, they're just two Yisoymus from two different families, yeah. So if the Yavam has relations with the first one and then with the second one, Osheba Achiv al Ashniya, or his brother Levi has relations with the second one, Loi Pasul Sereshina, he doesn't thereby pasul the first one, because they're both on the same level. As we said before, they're both Sopik. So then, so if the first one was fully Konri to him, then the second one is only Znus. And if the first one was not Konri, then neither of them is related to the other. So therefore, he's allowed to do Yavam with the other one. So either way, he's allowed to stay. So it's not that the second one can't, because the second one might have that the second brother or the second Yavama, you might have the first Yavama was maybe fully Konui, and therefore you have the problem of Asher LaYivna, that you're not allowed to marry two wives from the same family. But the first one is Manashach, either way, you can stay married to her.
He does Yavavim and Shtei with two...
No, you're not supposed to do Yavavim with two wives. No, so what we're saying is, so you have like, there was Reuven was married to two Yisoymus.
Right.
Reuven died. Now there's two possibilities. Shimon had Bia with one of them and then with the other. Or Shimon did with one and then Levi with the other. Either way, we're saying Shimon is allowed to remain married to the first one. Because Mamonav Shech, either way, either she was fully married to Reuven, in that case it was proper Yibum, and the fact that he had relations with her Tzara afterwards is just, or he or his brother had relations with her Tzara is just, you know, it doesn't undo the effect of the Yibum, or she wasn't fully married, or she wasn't married to him at all, it was a zero, well then the other one is also a zero, so then in that case they're perfectly allowed to get married. She was never married, she was never legally married to his brother. So no, that's what we're saying, only the first one. Once he marries the first one, now there's the possibility that she was in fact married to his brother, and therefore the second one also was, and now you have the problem of by Sachar Uboina, you can't marry two wives from the same family. So the second one he would have to divorce, but the first one he can stay married to. The Mishnah continues, the Chain Beis Chershes. The same thing would apply if the two women are two Chershes, same idea, because the two Chershes, we said again, are on the same level. But Ketana B'Chershes, what if one is a Ketana and the other one is a Chershes? So now, we said now you have complications. But Yavam Al Ketana B'Chazer of Al Chershes. So now, if Shimon has relations with the Ketana and then with the Chershes, Oishe B'Ochim Al Chershes, or his brother Levi has relations with the Chershes, either way, Chosel as a Ketana, he passels the Ketana for the reason that we learned on Amud Aleph, because of the Gzeira. It's true in principle we shouldn't have said the Ketana becomes Pasul, because we would say that either way her marriage is valid. Either she was fully Kanui to the first husband, and therefore nothing else can undo that afterwards, or she wasn't, and therefore relations with somebody else is not going to passel her. But again, we make the Gzeira, as we said on Amud Aleph, that we say the problem is, what if he has relations with the Chershes and then with the Tana, where then the Tana is a Bia Psula, and we don't want that. A Bia Psula is not going to fully satisfy the Zika. She needs a Get and Chalitza, and therefore we're going to make that Zika. Now, on the side of it here, it brings that a number of Rishonim have a Girsa Loi Pasala Sakana, that he does not pass on her, because those Rishonim hold that our Mishnah is disagreeing with the Gemara before, mentioning about with the Braisa that we brought on Amud Aleph, that implies that there is such a Gzeira. Our Mishnah would hold there's no such Gzeira. A Mishnah can be stronger than a Braisa. The truth is, actually, at the end of the Mishnah, we're going to say, at the end of the Mishnah, we're going to talk about something about Melamdin Akhtana Shetamayin, and we're going to talk about what that means, when that applies to. But yeah, so anyway.
Is the Habba Minis to see puzzles of Ketana, that the puzzle is a puzzle of Ketana because she's Knuya, Alok Knuya?
Right, that's what we were saying before. So therefore, so the Gius of puzzle of Ketana that we have in front of us would be that she's puzzle because of the Gzeira, the Rabbana. Because what if he has relations with the Chershes and then with her, then the result is to be a Psula. According to the Gius of Loi Puzzle, means our Mishnah is disagreeing with that Braisa and saying there's no such Gzeira. Given that she was Knuya, but ain't a Knuya, then fine. If she was Knuya, then there's no room for relations with another woman to passel her. And if she wasn't Knuya, then no problem. What if the Yavam had relations with the Chershes and then with the Tana? Or his brother with the Tana? Then Pasul was a Chershes, then he does Pasul the Chershes, and that everybody would agree to. Because that we said before, the Chershes was Knuya or Meshuyeres, so therefore the result is that now we have, there's room for the Bia with the Ketana to pass all the Chershes.
Is there room that he can give her the Chershes again?
The Chershes he gives a get. But the Chershes he would have to give a get, yeah. What happens now if instead, if the two wives are ones that are one, oh sorry, I skipped a few words. Pikachas v'cherches, if the two wives, one's a pikachas, a normal adult woman, and the other one is a cherches, then bo yavam al pikachas v'chazir v'al cherches, if he has relations with the pikachas and then with the cherches, oisha v'ochem al cherches, or his brother did with the cherches, either way, lo pasul was a pikachas. He's not passing the pikachas, because the pikachas' marriage to her husband was definitely 100%. There's no suffix in it. So therefore, again, relations with her tzara is not going to be a problem, because fine, her tzara was only knuyo mshieres. It's only a partial kinyan. That's not enough to override the full kinyan that the pikachas had with her husband. So therefore, in effect, it's just nuts. Yeah.
Even though they were married to the same man,
right. But one, think of it. In a regular case, forget about a cherishes for a second. If there were two pikachas married to one man, and the yavam has relations with one, and then he has relations with the other, does that passel the first one? No. It's just ein acha bia klum, we learned earlier in the Masechta. Once there's a bia kshera, then nothing else can override that afterwards, right? On the other hand, But if the Yavam has relations with the Chershes and then the Pekachas, so his brother with the Pekachas, same thing. The result is he passes the Chershes because again it's a Kinyan Meshuyer, it's Pnuyo Meshuyeres. So therefore, there's room now after the beer with her did not the beer with her did not fully there wasn't a full Kinyan between her and her first husband. Therefore, there's not a full Yivam between her and her. And the brother, and therefore the result is that that relations with the Gdola, with the Bekahas, are going to override that, and they're going to make her also. Gdola Uktana, similarly, if the two wives were, one was an adult, one was a Ktana, Ba Yavma Gdola V'chazer V'al Ktana, Oisha Ba'ach V'al Ktana, like possible as a Gdola, same reason, the Gdola has a full marriage, Ktana is only a suffix, Ba Yavma Ktana V'chazer V'al Gdola, Oisha Ba'ach V'al Gdola, possible as a Ktana, then he would pass with a Ktana, because a Ktana is only a suffix and a Gdola is a Zavavik. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Malamdin, a Ktana Shetamayinbo, Rabbi Lozer says that we tell the Ktana to do Miyun, and that way it undoes her marriage, and that way he'll be able to stay married to the first one. So the Gemara says, Omer Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Lozer, and that's the Halacha, Bechein Omer Rabbi Lozer, Halacha Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer, the Amora, says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Lozer the Ktana. Rabbi Lozer the Amora is Rabbi Lozer ben Pedas, Rabbi Lozer the Ktana is Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua. Now, we learned previously, we had a previous Mishnah and Daf Kuftes that also said that the halacha is like Rabbi Lozer that Malam and Akhtana should mind both. So why do we need both? So the Gemara says it's Tzricha. We need both statements. De'i itma baha, if we only have the statement over here, baha kamaisa, the original one on Daf Kuftes, you would say, bahach pamashmoa, halacha kerab aliyazah, mishum belekayim mitzvah yibum. Because in the earlier case, we had a case of two sisters where no yibum has been performed yet. So we would say, tell the Ktana to do Miyun to make it possible for her older sister to do Yibum. So no Yibum has actually been done yet. Therefore, we would say that we want her to do Miyun, even though normally we try to stay away from Yibum. Here, Yibum has been accomplished, because after all, he did have relations with one and then with the other. So, maybe we should say that we don't tell her to do Miyun. Maybe both of them should be required to be divorced for the get. But the Yibum's already been done. The Iyashmin and Baha, on the other hand, if you say it only in our Mishnah, you would say Mishnah Gdola Rami Yakameh, because in our case of our Mishnah, the Gdola is after all up for Yibum. In the previous Mishnah, she's not necessarily, because if we were to say that Tana is married to him, then the sister is anyway potter from Yibum, because she's a Chos Isha. So in our Mishnah, she is up for Yibum. So therefore, both of them, the Ktana and the Gdola, are up for Yibum to begin with, after all. Abel Idochloi, but in that case, she's not necessarily even up for Yibum, because we could pater her as a host. Tzricha, so therefore we need to be told the halachas like Rabbi Lozer in both cases. Now, a number of Rishonim learn that when Rabbi Lozer is saying Malam and Ktana Shetamayinbo, doesn't mean only in the last case of the Mishnah. It means in every case of the Mishnah that we're dealing over here, when there's a Ktana involved, a Ktana and a Chershes, for example. So according to that, it would come out that in many of the cases, we wouldn't necessarily say what we're saying in the Mishnah. Possible a Ktana or possible a Chershes. In many of those cases, we would say she could do Miyun, and we learned before, Rav Oshia would say that it undoes that it doesn't undo her marriage to her first husband, but it does undo the requirement of Zika with the Yavam. Or we said, Ola would say it even undoes her first marriage, considered as though she was never married in the first place. And therefore, the result would be that actually, that the Chershes might be able to stay married, or that the Chershes might be able to stay married, or that at most that she would need a get, or at most that she would need a get. If the father married her often, there's nothing to talk about. Whenever we say a Ktana in this connection, it always means a Ktana who was married to Rabbana, meaning not by her father. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Wow. That